Yes, I am in your kitchen at this late hour. Where else would I be? Yes, my eyes do burn like candle flames. Do you find them off-putting? I was worried you wouldn't like them, that you would consider them to be frightening or vulgar. You don't know how pleasing it is that you find them enchanting. I'm here because I love you, and I am no longer content to observe. I know you are married, and I understand your commitment is strong, but you owe her nothing. She was unfaithful to you. I know because I observe you, and she doesn't deserve your devotion. You forgave her because you are her better. She does love you. I won't lie to you. I'll never lie to you. She does love you. She did feel shame and anguish at what she had done, but not enough to stop doing it. When you caught her, it was at the low point in a life full of them. She knows she doesn't deserve to be anywhere near you, and she fears you realizing it. However much she loves you, I love you more. I can tell you when she started to truly love you. It was when you were so tender with her, when you made love after her friend's death. She had never known a man could be anything other than violent before then. It was touching to watch, even if she squandered your affections like pearls cast before swine. Me? I fell in love with you when your father lay upon your mother and created you in her womb. I saw what you could be. You shined like a star among hearth fires. You still do. I know it does sound ridiculous, but as I said, I will never lie to you. My commitment to you has made me break all others. I have left my appointed place, and I cannot return, and I do not wish to. I know the book of your life, and it has pained me only to watch. When you were 10 years of age and you had your first kiss, I tried to ignore my jealousy. I bit my lip and I did my duty. When you were 12 and had your first orgasm, I came so hard that I thought I would die. When you lost your virginity at 17, I was so aroused and so angry that I rained fire for days. When you married, I mourned as though you had died in my arms. And now, as you think of taking her back after her betrayal, I can no longer watch. I know that I must confess to you. I love you like the storm loves the forest, like the volcano loves the ocean, like the lion loves the fawn. Come with me. I need you inside of me. I need you so much that being in your presence aches like a wound. I will cherish you, serve you, submit to you in ways that you have never imagined possible. I will be your garden of delights. I will profane and debase myself for your lowest pleasure. I am devoted, and you are my religion. But no, I am not safe. I am dangerous, and I will hurt you. No one who makes love to fire is unburned, least of all divine fire. I will always be there to heal you. I will feed you the fruit of the tree of life, and I will make you like me, more than me. Please. Please. My wings are ash. My spark is void. I am destined to feed Coronazon and Abaddon in the abyss without you. Please, let me love you. Love me in return. Fill me with your seed. Make of me your concubine. I desire nothing more or less. What do I want you to do? I want you to take me to your marriage bed and have me there as you would like. Both of our old covenants are shattered. Consummate your desires and you will form a new covenant with me. I will promise myself to you by receiving your seed. I will bear you a child from this union if you wish it. Please, before you decide, I have forgotten that form is important to your kind. Forgive me, it is a failing. Let me remove my robes. This form was not chosen by me. It was how my body responded to hearing your desires across the sky. It is, I hope, pleasing to you. My hair is long and silken. My lips lush and full. I am ripe of breast and hip. My skin is soft and supple. My body curves and is very fertile. Please, do what I know you want to do with my flesh. I have watched these acts for millennia, but I do not know how to take part. I'm frightened. Will you show me? Thank you. How may I best please you? Are you asking me how I want to be penetrated? Would you choose? Yes, I will lay down on the bed. I've fantasized about this for ages. Oh, I'm very wet and I'm flushed and I cannot stop breathing so rapidly. Am I all right? Is this normal? It means I'm excited for you, yes. I have been for decades. Yes, I am comfortable. I've parted my legs. Will you mount me now? Oh, you're on top now, and you're so, so close. I can feel your breath on my face and neck. I can feel your cock pressing in my... What? No, what happened? Don't move. No, I'm fine. It's too much, the sensations. You're inside of me. You're inside of me. Have you taken me now? No. Please, take me. Oh, it's different when you move. Many, many places are feeling. Oh, no, I am no longer pure. I do not wish to be. Is this fucking? Please, please keep fucking me. I wish to be under you, submit to you, in all the ways I have seen. Please, defile me in every hole. Force me down. Take me roughly. I am under your dominion. Oh, no. Oh. Stay with me, please. Stay in me. I want to feel your seed, your cum. I need it. I need to feel it bathing my sex so much that it pours out of me. Oh. Oh. Do you want to fill me with your child? Oh, please, I would bear it for you if you would but ask. Oh, this is not what I expected at all. It's more. is making me feel too much, too much. Please hold something. Something is building in me and I am afraid. Now I am taken by you. I feel it. I feel I am yours now. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I have hurt you. And I've burned you with my hands. It was not my design. I was in ecstasy beyond that which I understand. Are you hurt badly? No. I am relieved. I will help heal you when you are ready. But would you hold me for a time? I feel that this is part of my claiming. I am so happy. This is what being loved in return is like. I will work to be worthy of it. Tomorrow I will show you other ways I might serve you. I could create for you creatures unseen for millennia. I could slay countless enemies. I could show you vistas of pure thought in the Citra Ara. Oh, going to breakfast and a walk in the park would also be lovely. There will be time for all those other things as well. This was worth falling for.